Hey, that story that Bob just told on the other side, I will tweet out an article about the trooper who was killed in a gunfight on Route 80 41 years ago. Look, as you know, I've spent my whole broadcast career highlighting the importance of standing up for the men and women in blue. And police officers have more than a job. It's more than a career. They have a calling. And so many family members go on the shift with these cops. At least emotionally, right? They pray for their safe return at the end of the long day. And it's an enormous relief when a police officer gets to the end of their 20, 25-year-plus career to have earned the right to hang up the uniform and pass that duty on to the next in line. Tomorrow, Friday, December 16th, there are two hero officers who are retiring. My friend John Pierce is the GM at Hyundai of Trenton. As you know, John stepped up, called last week or 2 weeks ago to step up to contribute 1,000 bears for our Feel Better Bears program. He's just one of the good guys out there. But he alerted me to a friend whose brother is one of these cops, Rosanna Pasucci. Her brother, Jeffrey DiNoto, has served on the Pensauken Police Department for 27 years. Just a salt of the earth, good guy. He's continuing his service to the community as a member of the Knights of Columbus. He's also a minister helping people go through traumatic challenges and help them deal with him. I mean, Officer DiNoto is a strong example of the call to service, which is everything. Everything that we define as a law enforcement officer. And I want to congratulate Jeffrey DiNoto on his incredible career, serving 27 years in Pensauken. His brother-in-arms, Officer Todd Goschler, has served for 25 years in the Pensauken PD. He has served as a school resource officer and a member of the U.S. Marshal Service on the Fugitive Task Force in Camden. Officer Todd Goschler also retiring tomorrow. So to officers Jeffrey DiNoto and Todd Goschler, thank you, gentlemen, for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for providing a shining example of what law enforcement means to our community, what law enforcement means to our country. I have said this over and over again, but it bears repeating. There is a thin line between civilization and savagery, and that line is blue.